What is a kinsman redeemer? It's not a term we use in our culture, but as we go through the book of Ruth, the theme of redemption is so strong, to rescue, to bring back, to buy back, and to take care of. And so Ruth is in a vulnerable position. Her husband has died, and in chapter 3, verse 9, she's talking to Boaz, and she says, "You are a kinsman redeemer." Well, what does a kinsman redeemer do? There are many roles, and it could include marriage, but it also could include helping extended family with land, or someone who is sold into slavery and helping return that extended family member. It could even tie in with avenging and making right or making justice out of someone that has been wronged in the family. But the idea is protection and provision, and there's a unique role. Now, Ruth and Boaz have potential to be married, but he's not the closest male relative. So that's another twist in the plot. But this kinsman redeemer role, Boaz is interested in being faithful and stepping up and helping his extended family. And it's a beautiful thing. And if you think about redemption, this picture leads us to Jesus, who provides and protects us in ways that we can't on our own, and how vulnerable we are. So, kinsman redeemer, it's an important term. Dive into the book of Ruth and see the beauty of the role of the kinsman redeemer.